Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Mayor Joe Piccolo from Price City. He's been in that position for 16 years and has a lot to brag about on how well Price is doing right now. So thank you, Joe, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dylan, for being part of our community and being able through Castle Country Radio to have these segments. They've all been very interesting to me, and I appreciate you spreading the word.
What is the main big news of Price City today?
In a recent report released released toward the end of 2016. I caught up with it just last month. Price City is among the top two cities in the state of Utah for seniors to live in. We were rated, the article reads, if you're a senior and you want to live in the best place in Utah, Park City and Price City are the two top cities to live in. So I think we have bragging rights with that, because I thought about that for a few moments. I think about the available medical treatment. The hospital is the greatest one south of the Payson-Dixon line. Our walking trails, our outdoor recreational opportunity, senior educational opportunities, our senior center out at the fairgrounds with all of the options they have. You know, it makes perfect sense. This is a great place for seniors to live. I think that would become a top notch on our economic development planning efforts. Seniors are low impact to our community. They spend money, they contribute, they have volunteer blood veins, and they're just, it's a great opportunity that I think is laying quietly for us to develop. So I think we can brag about being the second best place in the state of Utah for seniors to live, and then grow that, make some more opportunities for our seniors.
Well, and we've got to be a whole lot less expensive to live in than Park City does.
Yeah, we have a low cost of living, and that was part of the related issues. I don't think cost of living was as important as number of physicians available per location, per person, or number of senior opportunities available per person.
There's no question that the Senior Citizen Center out there is the best in the state, that's for sure.
It's wonderful. It's well run, too, Dylan. And the administration there, Mrs. Kobe, I'm part of her administrative board, and I see her and how she handles the senior citizens' needs and the center's needs. And they're very astute to what is needed in our community. They stay abreast of what's going on. So I think if the community could get back behind her and help develop what she wants to do, it would even be better.
I had an interview with her, and it's a great program out there. So you have some other things to mention about Price City, I think.
Yeah, we have some bragging rights. Just the Economic Development Corporation of Utah alerted me to the fact that Price City is in the top 100 safest places to live in the state of Utah, which is an annual rating. There are over 255 cities in the state of Utah. So we own the bragging rights of being in the top 100. We are actually number 90. So we're not number one, but we are on the top 100 lists. It's a safe place. I think everybody wants to know they live in a safe place. Technically speaking, there's roughly 165 cities less safe to live in than Price City.
And that's a compliment to Price City Police Force, Carbon Sheriff's Department, the whole law enforcement structure in our area.
It is, and if you notice, it doesn't take any kind of training to notice and understand that when there's a problem, our public safety community, which is everybody you've mentioned, the Utah Highway Patrol, Carbon County, Wellington, Helper, Price City, they all work as though they were one unit. So it is a compliment to all the public safety officials that live here, including the fire department. The fire departments and the EMTs and the police departments are all to be proud of the fact that we've made the top 100.
We want to remind our listeners that we're listening to Joe Piccolo, mayor of Price City, for the last 16 years.
And remind the public, too, what we've got developing here on the corner of 1st North and 3rd East. We're just months away from having the urgent care center open. We have a college campus that's walkable distance from 24-hour urgent care treatment. As far as that goes, it'll be a big benefit to the rest of our community as well, to give a little more low-cost health care to the citizens that live here. We also have the Beehive Memory Care Center that's being constructed up on 5th North and 1st East. The new Ford store is coming along very nicely, and you know what, Dylan, that's going to be an unbelievable signature to exit 240 when it's all done, with all the lights on and all the new cars on the corner, the Holiday Inn and the Dairy Queen all stack up to say, you've arrived. It's going to be significant change in that part of the our little world. We've also got some other things that are developing that may help fill the Kmart building. Things are moving. Our economy is starting to move a little bit. It's been positive. It's been more positive since last November than it has been for the last 4 years. We've got coal mines that have hired people back. 50 or 60 people have gone back to work at the coal mines that are working. And they've got a new coal mine in Consol in Emery County, our sister community, that's developing and will hire 200 people. So our future is not as bleak as it may appear to be or has been in the past. I think we're moving forward, and I'm grateful for the effort that everybody's placed and the faith they've placed in our community.
I think that's a great summary of what's going on. We're not without problems. We've talked about, you know, the drug problems and the suicide problems, but everybody seems to be working together to find solutions for this. The county's budget problems, there's a lot of problems, but there's a lot of good effort going into solving these things.
There are. Bryce City's financial future is, we're short on income. Our revenues have backslid just a little bit. We're hoping that they come back. Bryce City is primarily dependent on sales tax, not property tax. Our property tax is fairly stable, and we're not overspent. I think the thing that can be said that's very clear is that we need a steady hand in the unsteady times that we're facing here. And we're finding that, Dylan. We're working together to spread the resources that we have and get through the storm. It's undoubtedly this economy. I've been in business for 49 years now, and I've seen it cycle up and down more than once. This will cycle back up. The energy industry is a cyclable industry. It's up and down. Everybody that lives here knows that. So I think the resilience our community has is knowing that it will come back. We just need to stand still and not overspend our budgets until it does.
Joe, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy time and visiting with us here on Castle Country Focus and giving a great report as to your great city, Price City.
Price City is a great city, and I love being the mayor. The First Lady of Price also enjoys being able to help and assist and be part of our communities. We're grateful that we've had the opportunity to serve and look forward to a bright future. So thank you, Dylan, for being part of our community, and thank Castle Country Radio for taking time to let our citizens learn and know where we're at. I think we need to talk about the good things that are in front of us. That's where we're headed. You become what you think you will become. I think Henry Ford said that. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. We appreciate you, Glenn.
Thank you, Joe. Talk to you later.